You know, I've been watching film. They got a great scheme on defense. Players work real hard, and I mean, he's good at what he do.
You're one of the few guys in this locker room that has played in the Seattle environment with a visiting team. And I think you've returned seven or eight kicks up there in the two San Francisco games. I looked this up. Can you talk about the noise? Is it overrated, or is it a pretty crazy place?
It's not overrated at all. I told the players it's going to get pretty loud in there. But, you know, we got a great, you know, scheme, a great quarterback, and he's going to do the job getting us to play, and we're going to go out there and play football.
It really, really emphasizes the need for communication skills
and more than verbal, too.
You're going to have to do some other things.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, going in an environment like that, you know you got to do stuff like that. So at practice, we work on stuff like that.
As a return guy, was it an issue?
Nah. I mean, you got to catch the ball. noise doesn't do anything.
Is there something going into that, wanting to shut them down, do the things you do to keep them quiet?
Of course. Once you get the crowd out, it makes the job a lot easier. And I've been down there a couple of times. I never got a chance to beat them, so I'm looking forward to going down there and trying to get this win.
Deshaun was saying that if you can't, because it's so loud, if you can't yell or do this verbally, you have to communicate some other ways. What is he talking about? What other ways can you guys?
I mean, just, you know, coming close to him, getting closer to him, and pretty much signals and stuff like that. You know, just getting everything from him from the sideline.